Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hi, good morning. Is this Kim?
Yes.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for emailing us. Welcome to second date update. Are you ready to try to find out what has happened to Brian?
I'm so ready. Like, I'm really glad that you picked me because I would absolutely love it if you could reconnect me with Brian.
Yeah, we're going to do our best. We don't always do a great job, but I feel like we try. We give it the old college try. So how'd you guys meet?
We met on Bumble. Things kind of moved really slowly. I wasn't even sure for a while, like, if we were going to meet up, but eventually everything came together.
Okay. And what was the reason for it starting off or moving so slow?
So we are on totally different schedules. Like, I like to text at night, and he's, like, more of a morning person.
Okay, can understand that. So what was the first date like when you finally got it together?
It was really fun. Like, we just went out for tacos and margaritas, and I don't know. I feel like we got along really well, maybe even too well.
God, and it's Taco Tuesday today. That sounds delicious. Margaritas?
Sure does.
Did anything awkward, and we asked this, Kim, just so you know, we asked this of everybody we have on Second Date Update. Was there something strange or awkward that might have happened while you guys were out?
I honestly don't think so. Like, he was so flirty the whole time. He was, like, complimenting everything about me. I thought he was going to give me a complex.
And that's strange. So
funny.
Yeah, and you haven't heard. Yeah. So he pays you all these compliments. You have a great first date, and then nothing. And only you.
No.
Yeah, and you've texted him obviously since that first date and called.
Yep. And it's been about it's like 2 weeks since I've heard from him.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We are going to try to get Brian on the air with us, Kim. And if so, hopefully we can get some answers to your question, get some resolutions here, get you to a second date, perhaps, or at least get some answers. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Hello?
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, who is this?
Brian, good morning. Brian, it's Thunder and PT. We do the morning show at 102.9 The Wolf, and we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And we're just wondering if you could be so kind to give us just a minute of your time to ask you about a date you went on.
Okay. Depends what you want to ask me. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you everything.
Okay, so we got your number from Kim. I guess we'll kind of cross that bridge when we get there. But maybe just, like, do you remember this date with Kim? And, you know, just how would you rate the date? Like, on a scale of, you know, 1 to 4?
Oh, man. It wasn't great. Like, I'm going to have to give it a 2. Like, she's cool, but I don't think we're for each other.
Okay.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Why do you think that?
Okay, so she did some things on the date. Like, I would never do in a million years. Like, I can see why some people would be into her, but not me, man.
Okay. And
could you elaborate on those?
What was it that she did, Brian?
Okay, so she's just sort of like, I don't know how to say this, like, she's trashy. Like, I don't want to be mean, but she asked the waiters to wrap our margaritas up to go.
Okay, and did they do that? Is that legal? Did they do that? Because that's something I think I would ask.
Yeah, like the waiter brought the, you know, those like soup containers. They brought those to the table for us to take them home.
That is awesome. We got to get the name of this place, by the way, when we get off the air here. Okay, so I'm sorry I interrupted you. So was that somehow embarrassing to you?
Yeah, I was so embarrassed, and Kim didn't even notice. Like, it was humiliating. Like, there wasn't even a lot left in her drink.
So I guess what was embarrassing to you about, you just didn't like the fact that it was just awkward or something like that, or weird or rude or what?
Yeah, like, I would never do that in a million years.
Did you say anything to her about it?
No, like, at that point, I knew it was over. Like, so I let it go, and I decided to just, like, move on with my life.
I was trying not to be wasteful.
Kim, hold tight. okay, Brian, Kim is still with us because we talked to her a few minutes ago. All right, what is this about? What is this about, Kim?
Like, you spent money on those drinks. There was, like, no reason to throw them out.
It was a first date. Like, if we're married for 10 years, then, yeah, I would get it.
Honestly, like, I can't really believe you. You're judging me because I didn't want to waste our margaritas.
Okay, but did you see anyone else doggy bagging their drinks? No one does that. You drink them or you leave them.
Yeah, can I just interrupt?
I'm kind of with Brian. I'm like, what, for me, like, Brooke, sometimes.
Wait a minute. When is the last time you left a drink on the table?
Well, I don't leave drinks on the table, but I'm not bringing them with me, though.
Why? Well, if you
I always tell Brooke, I'm like, hey, finish that drink.
I know with wine bottles, if you don't finish the bottle, they cork it and they give it to you, and I think they put it in a bag, but it's perfectly legal as long as I don't. I think it's like in your trunk or where it's out of reach. That you can do that. I never knew about it with margaritas. This is, to me, this is amazing.
You're today old when this happened.
I think this is brilliant.
Thank you.
Just you do this all the time?
Sometimes, yeah, not every time.
I would get a good time. Yeah, I would
party.
I would not only get the doggy drink, doggy bag or cup or pint or whatever, but I would also order a couple more to go if this is legal. I don't know if this is even legal, but really, Brian, this is what's going to keep you. You think that's trashy, and this is going to keep you from going out on a second date with Kim?
Yeah, like, if I introduce her to my parents and she's, like, asking to bring the drinks home after that, my mom is not going to like that.
Aw, that's...
Just take it to the bathroom.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, just bring your own canteen or something, or water bottle with you, and Kim, just have that water bottle with you when you go to Brian's parents' house, and then just dump it out,
margarita in her water bottle.
And then just take it, the whole blender, into the bathroom when they're not looking.
She won't get the wrong idea then.
Brian, I really feel like this is really an insignificant reason, but, you know, that's what we're here for. What would you like to say, Kim?
Just, I don't know. Cheers. Yeah. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. Wow. So, Brian, and this is what we're here for. It's a no for you on a second date then because of this.
Still a big no. You guys have not swayed me. I'm sorry.
I just feel like, Kim, there is just a whole bunch, so many guys listening right now.
I love the fact that she's saving her margaritas.
And you got a to-go cup. I love it. Well, that might just be me. But anyway.
Party to go.
Well, as we say, it can sometimes get a little awkward here on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.